What is the significance of Farikhlit in Islamic terminology?
Farikhlit is in fact the Prophet Ahmad. That is the name given to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa initially. And from him and through him, it is given to Hazrat Masih Maud, not directly. But what is it that you want to know about?
I want to give my observation that in one of the books I read that Paraklet is a Greek word and it is wrongly interpreted as Paraklet. It is Parakletos, and Parakletos means the praised one. Yes. And the praised one is Muhammad.
No, but Farklet is translated as Ahmad, not as Muhammad.
The praised one means what? Ahmad or
no,
Muhammad?
But I don't know whether your search is right or wrong. That has to be seen first of all. But the point is, normally this is considered, and this has logic in it, that the Old Testament prophesied for Ahmad in the name of Muhammad.
Yeah.
Muhammadin.
Yeah, Muhammadin.
And the New Testament prophesied for his coming in the name of Ahmad. And there is a reference in the Holy Quran, in Surah Saf, which makes us believe that that should be so. Because the reference to the Old Testament is that of Jalal. And the rest reference to the Hazrat Jesus Christ prophecy is that of Jamal. And Muhammad stands for Jalal and Ahmad stands for Jalal. So, Jamal. So, in this should be in accordance with the declaration of the Holy Quran. Whatever name was given should coincide with these two statements of the Holy Quran. So, if Muhammadim is very clear, so that Farklet, as translated as Ahmad, seems to be just right to me. It has to be Ahmad. Instead of the praised one, the one who praises, excels in praise. One who excels in praising someone else.
Someone else.
That is Muhammad.
That is Muhammad.
Yes.
So that. So what I want to know that the Farikhlet will be attributed to Ahmad.
That should be. I mean, as the Holy Quran itself has referred to the Bible, there must be some different attributes. Because they are described differently. In the first case, ashadaw al kuffare, that is the main significant point about it.
Yeah.
First mentioned. So there should be some jalal about it, and Muhammad is the word that stands for jalal. And in the other case, kazarin akhraj shatahu faazara fastaghlaza fastawa ala suqihi yujibu zurra li yughiza bihum al kuffar. That's a very soft and mild phenomena. But very sure at the same time. And a slow progress. Which exactly tallies with the philosophy of Masihiyat. And tallies with not only Masihiyat, but also that has a quality of Jamal, softness about it, which is described by the word Ahmad. So that Farklet has to be Ahmad, not Muhammad.